Okay, girls, here we go. So last time we were discussing what happens when you have food in terms of bizayon ochlim and hefsed ochlim, in terms of the food being destroyed and the food being embarrassed, quote unquote. Okay, so we finished off with a halacha, which is, mentions that if you see, it's brought down from a Gemara in Erevin. I forgot to mention that last time. The Gemara mentions that if you see food on the ground, you have to pick it up so it does not get ruined. And we quoted that the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as a halacha. Most of the poskim quote it. Yalkut Yosef, everybody quotes it as a halacha. And we mentioned that some poskim said that you don't literally have to pick it up. Again, we don't want the food to be stepped on, to be actively trampled upon. So therefore, we said that according to many poskim, you don't have to actually pick it up. You can actually just move it over to the side. Obviously, if the food is itself disgusting, as we mentioned last time, just to make this clear, if the food is disgusting, you don't have to move it or touch it or anything because it's already not considered to be food anymore. But we're talking about when it is in its right place. To go back over, one of the things we mentioned is that if you have, let's say, a kazayas of bread, you're not supposed to throw it out directly to avoid the embarrassment of it, meaning to treat food with kavod. You're supposed to wrap it up. If you have a kazayas of food, you wrap it up and you throw it in the garbage. So the question brought down by a lot of poskim is, why are you allowed to even do that? We mentioned the two concepts. We mentioned bizayon ochlim, which you're avoiding by wrapping it up, right? Not degrading the food. But what about hefsed ochlim, which is really a bal tashchis thing, meaning you're wasting the food. If I have it's one thing if I have a piece of challah, it's a kazayas, and no one's ever going to touch it again or would think about touching it again. It's just disgusting at this point. But if I have a legitimate piece of food, I have a half a challah roll, why am I wrapping it up and throwing it out? I should save it. It's bal tashchis. It's hefsed ochlim. So a lot of the posts can bring up that there's a leniency to get rid of food for this particular purpose if you either don't have room or it will cost money to store it. So most people's houses, if we sit there and take every piece of bread, let's say, right, every piece of food and just save it and put it away, we're not going to have any room. We're not going to rent a storage unit just for this, right? We can't sit there and take every piece of bread. And a lot of stuff's not going to end up getting eaten anyway in the end because we're not going to have room for it. So therefore, there's a leniency to wrap it up. There were some people, again, as we mentioned, that are strict and they will take that kazayas and try to use something for it. But in general, that's the leniency for bal tashchis, why we don't have a problem. Yeah.
When you want to throw it out, it means that you don't want it anymore. So keeping it, like, sitting around, it's just going to end up going bad anyway.
Well, you technically can eat it, right. So if you're not going to eat it anyway, that's brought into that as well. What other leniencies do we have? So number one, there's a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. And the Minchas Yitzchak was asked by, there was a guy who only eats Pas Yisrael, unless he's in a place where there is no Pas Yisrael, which is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And he was in a particular country where Pas Yisrael was not found. So he was eating Pas Akum, Pas of non-Jews, Pas Palter of a non-Jew. So, but now he brought all this food with him. He's entering a country that has tons of Pas Yisrael. Can he just throw out all this bread because of a chumrah, because of a stringency that he's following? So because he keeps Pas Yisrael, does he have to worry about what happens to this bread? So the Minchas Yitzchak spends the entire tshuva, fascinating tshuva, we're not going to go in depth on it, proving that there's no isser, the only isser that we had of hefsed ochlin or bizayon ochlin, those two things that we keep talking about, is when you actively do it. When you don't actively do something, you don't actively destroy it. You don't actively cause it degradation. You don't actively do anything to it. If that was true, there is no Isser at all. So he tries to bring proof for this, and he says it's not such a good proof. He goes back and forth. But whatever, in the end, his halacha is he believes that there would be no issue. So that's one leniency that we have in terms of the food. There was another case brought up in terms of, let's say, a stringency. It was brought up to Rav Vosner in Yeshiva Halevi. And the question was, we generally sell chametz around Pesach time, which is coming up. But there are some people who will not sell chametz at all, any chametz, even mixtures. So what are they going to do with this chametz later? They're going to burn all of it. But this is a stringency. Technically, you could get away with selling the chametz. So why would you be allowed to burn all of it? That is Baal Tashkis. So the Shevet HaLevi says that if you're doing something for a higher level of Kedusha, for a Chumrah, he also thought in that case, there is no Baal Tashkis, there is no Hefsed Ochlet, there's no problem. So if you're keeping a particular stringency, that also does not have an issue of Hefsed Ochlet, that's why you can actively burn the Chametz. Okay? So that would be another leniency over there. What else can we use it for? So can you use food? What would be about wasting food? But if you have any purpose for the food, it's not called wasting. So the post can talk about what if you are using it for, let's say, some sort of healing. Let's say, for example, somebody rubs a particular oil from a food. They rub it on their wound. They're not eating it. That's not wasting it. Maybe it heals it. I don't know. That's classically brought up. So that would not be a problem because of the fact you're not wasting it. You're using it for healing. There's another case which is brought down. They say, the Mishnah Berurah says, for anything that's a real necessity, it's not a problem. What was brought up? So the Magen Avraham brings up, they used to use particular foods for laundry. So got out stains. So the idea was that if you have this particular food, you could use it for laundry. So give an example. You basically sit there, you're at a big meal. There's somebody gets a stain in their clothing. What do they grab from the table?
Club soda.
So you go and you use it. Isn't that wasting the food that you could be drinking? So the answer is no, because of the fact they're using it for a purpose. Okay. Obviously, if you have another way to clean it that doesn't waste the food, that's probably better, but probably nothing will work at that moment as well as seltzer. Okay, so what about feeding animals with human food? So this is brought down in the poskim. It's a famous mentioning in the poskim of this. What about feeding animals? So a lot of the poskim said that you're not allowed to feed animals food, human food. Food that's fit for human beings, okay? So you can't just take food that would be fit for a human being and feed it to an animal. A lot of people do this, though. So how do you get around this? So there are a couple of interesting things. Number one, if all you have in the house, you don't have dog food, and all you have in the house, obviously, is human food, can you feed your animal?
Yeah.
Obviously. If the human food is cheaper, can you feed your animal? Yes. So, obviously. Okay. There were some poskim that claimed, the Ksav Sofer claimed, that for your own pet, this Isser does not apply. But still, there are a lot of people that are a little bit strict that if they'll try to avoid this, but there are some leniencies in terms of human food being fed to animals. Yeah.
The part that human would eat, let's say like a bone. What was that? Like a bone of a thing. Let's say you ate something and you have the bone left. Can you give that to a dog?
Give the dog a bone? Yeah, you can give the bone because human beings don't eat bones generally. If you had food that was left over, even if for the strict opinion that no human being is going to eat, it's going to throw it in the garbage, obviously you can give it to the animals also. But there's a leniency. If you do this, there are leniencies, but there are people who are very strict not to do this because that's a technical halacha for anybody. Orel. Dog food is human food that is processed. Yes, it is. A human being won't eat it. So that's why it's not called human food anymore. Lana. If that's what the owner wants you to feed them, that's you have to follow what they say. Yeah.
Remember what Sarah was saying about the bone? What if, like, there is someone in the household who would eat a bone, but they didn't want it that day or something? Would they be able to eat it? Because, like, it's technically...
They chew the bone.
No.
Bone
today.
Is this are you speaking from personal experience?
Maybe.
I'll leave it up to you to decide.
Girls, one more thing about this, and then we're moving on to the roundabout. Listen carefully. Shh. Okay, we mentioned four things that you cannot do. So, we mentioned there are four things you can't do with bread. One of them was passing over, let's say, open cup over bread. You can't put certain things onto bread that will make it disgusting. The later postgame, many of the postgame claim this applies to all foods. So just like I cannot pass a cup over bread, like the Gemara says, a lot of poskim say that I can pass it over any food that will get ruined as well. So it's going to fall into my mashed potatoes. I shouldn't be passing a liquid over if that's going to ruin my food. The last thing is, we poskim like an opinion of Shmuel in the Gemara. Most Rishonim follow this opinion that you are allowed to use bread. You just can't let it get ruined. So, for example, if you... What was that?
We're still going to eat it, it's okay.
Okay, if you're still going to eat it, it's okay. Excellent. So, there was a case brought up by the postgame. If you, let's say, took bread, let's say someone didn't have, they had, let's say you have, like, rice, to give an example. And you had bread, and you don't have a spoon. You want to pick it up with the bread and eat it, keep using it as a spoon. So they said... So they said that you're allowed to do that. Many of the poskim mentioned it's brought down in the Rush, that you are allowed to do that because of the fact that it's not really ruining it. You're planning on eating it afterwards. But the Rush mentions that there are many people, Anshei Maaseh, there are many people who are careful that they will not eat it without, meaning if they're using the bread, they won't eat a particular piece without the... Without actually eating the bread as well. So if you pick up the rice, they would take a bite of the bread every single time in order to avoid the bread being used, because there was something like treating bread like a kli they thought was not considered to be right, specifically by bread. So therefore, they would not use it for that purpose. They have like these sandwiches, like hot open turkey, let's say, something like that, where they put the deli on and you have the bread. So there are some people who would only eat each piece of bread with the turkey at one point. But the general halach is you don't have to do that because you're going to eat it in the end. And as long as you're going to eat the bread in the end, it's not considered to be an issue. Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
What if,
you probably shouldn't be using it. You shouldn't be using it. You have to eat most of it like something you normally eat. You don't eat every bite of everything.
After you finish the whole thing, and then now, like, also the bottom part is, like, soggy.
Probably shouldn't be using it, then.
But then what's the point of the bread bowl?
To eat it afterwards. That's what people do.
The
I've had it. I've eaten it afterwards. I've had it. As long as you're eating it. But if you're not eating it, you shouldn't be using it. If you're not eating the bread afterwards, it is actually usher to use the bread bowl.
Wow. So every time you have bread bowls, it's not from the same muffin
as their bread? Or don't use them.
Wait, what if you eat some of it and you have the whole thing?
Obviously, nobody finishes everything, but you're supposed to really want to eat the whole thing, mostly. Okay, Shira.
Yeah, what if, like,